Christ is risen.
Merciful to me, a poor, sinful being.
Upon honest your confession. I, by virtue of my office as a called and ordained servant of the Word, announce the grace of God to all of you, and in the stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
I am the Good Shepherd.
I know my own, and my own know me, and I lay down my life for the sheep.
The Lord is my shepherd.
I shall not want.
He maketh me to lie down in green pastures.
He leadeth me beside the still waters.
He restoreth my soul.
He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake.
Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me.
Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me.
Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies.
Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over.
Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life.
And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
Almighty God, merciful Father, since you have wakened from death the shepherd of your sheep, grant us your Holy Spirit that when we hear the voice of our shepherd, we may know him who calls us each by name and follow where he leads. Through the same Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
The first reading for the fourth Sunday of Easter is from the book of Acts, the fourth chapter. As Peter and John were speaking to the people, the priests and the captain of the temple and the Sadducees came upon them, greatly annoyed because they were teaching the people and proclaiming in Jesus the resurrection from the dead. And they arrested them and put them in custody until the next day, for it was already evening. But many of those who had heard the word believed, and the number of men who came to about 5,000. On the next day, their rulers and elders and scribes gathered together in Jerusalem with Annas and the high priest Caiaphas and John and Alexander and all who were of the high priestly family. And when they had set them in the midst, they inquired, "By what power or by what name do you do this?" Then Peter, filled with the Holy Spirit, said to them, "Rulers of the people and elders, if we are being examined today concerning the good deed done to a crippled man, by what means this man has been healed, let it be known to all of you and to all the people of Israel that by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom you crucified, whom God raised from the dead, by him this man is standing before you well. This Jesus is the stone that was rejected by you, the builders, which has become the cornerstone. And there is salvation in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven given among men by which we must be saved." This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Thank you.
second reading is from the first letter of St. John, the third chapter. By this we know love, that he laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for the brothers. But if anyone has the world's goods and sees his brother in need, yet closes his heart against him, how does God's love abide in him? Little children, let us not love in word or talk, but in deed and in truth. By this we shall know that we are the truth and reassure our hearts before him. For whenever our heart condemns us, God is greater than our heart, and he knows everything. Beloved, if our heart does not condemn us, we have confidence before God. And whatever we ask, we receive from him, because we keep his commandments and do what pleases him. And this is his commandment, that we believe in the name of his Son, Jesus Christ, and love one another just as he has commanded us. Whoever keeps his commandments abides in him, and he in them. And by this we know that he abides in us, by the Spirit whom he has given us. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The 10th chapter. Jesus said, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. He who is a hired hand and not a shepherd, who does not own the sheep, sees the wolf coming and leaves the sheep and flees, and the wolf snatches them and scatters them. He flees because he is a hired hand and cares nothing for the sheep. I am the good shepherd. I know my own, and my own know me, just as the Father knows me and I know the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. And I have other sheep that are not of this fold. I must bring them also, and they will listen to my voice. So there will be one flock, one shepherd. For this reason the Father loves me, because I lay down my life, that I may take it up again. No one takes it from me, but I lay it down of my own accord. I have authority to lay it down, and I have authority to take it up again. This charge I have received from my Father. This is the gospel of the Lord. Having heard the word, what do you believe?
I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven and was incarnate by the Holy Ghost of the Virgin Mary, and was made man, and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried, and the third day he rose again, according to the Scriptures, and ascended into heaven, and sitteth on the right hand of the Father. And he shall come again with glory to judge both the quick and the dead, whose kingdom shall have no end. And I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Lord and giver of life, who proceeded from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spake by the prophets. And I believe in one holy Catholic and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism
Hallelujah, Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed. Hallelujah.
I am the good shepherd, Jesus says. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. I am the good shepherd. I know my own, and my own know me. And I lay down my life for the sheep. This is our text. Some of the most beautiful words that Jesus speaks in all of the scriptures. I am the good shepherd. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd. That definite article is so important. Jesus isn't just a good shepherd. He isn't one among many, take your pick. He is the good shepherd. The only good shepherd. There is no other. Just like St. Peter told the rulers in Jerusalem in the reading from Acts, saying, there is salvation in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven given among men by which we must be saved. There's no other good shepherd, but there are plenty of others to follow. Social media is filled with people to follow. I'm sure that we could all finish this sentence in a number of different ways. I'm a follower of. I'm a follower of. Some coach, some guru, some expert, some practice or teaching or belief. There are all sorts of people telling us what is good, telling us what we should do, telling us where we should go, telling us how we should act, telling us what we should believe. There are many shepherds we could follow, but they are not good shepherds. Now, that may sound judgmental. I don't mean it to be. I don't mean that all the other people out there whom we might follow are bad people. Most of them don't have bad motives. Most of them don't intend to do harm. Yes, there are those bad ones who want to fleece the sheep, who want to take advantage of them. But most want to do what is good, and most want to be good. The only problem is that they don't know ultimately what is good. There's only one who truly knows what is good, and only one who is truly good, because there's only one God, and he knows all, and he is ultimately good. Maybe you remember that story in the Gospel of Mark when a rich young man came up to Jesus and called him good teacher. And Jesus kind of puts a fast stop to those words. This young man meant the words good teacher to be flattery, but Jesus uses it as a teaching opportunity. Why do you call me good? No one is good except God alone. Are you calling me God? Jesus says to that young man. The young man hadn't meant it that way, but the truth that he was speaking was far deeper than he realized. He wasn't wrong. Jesus is the one who is the good teacher. He is good in the way that only God is good, because he is God. And then Jesus goes on in that conversation with this young man to be good to him, to be the good shepherd. And he does it in a way that may seem hard, but he reveals that man's sin, his unbelief. This rich young ruler who came to Jesus wanting eternal life, but he was unwilling to give up the riches that he had. He loved his wealth more than he loved God. And so Jesus gives that young man strong medicine. He tells him to go sell all that he has and give it to the poor. And in that moment, the young man goes away sad. In that moment, it may not have felt good to the young man. It may not have seemed good to the young man. But what Jesus told him was good, because Jesus was calling him to repentance and faith. And so it is also for us. Jesus, the good shepherd, gives what is good all the time. All the time, he gives what is good, even when it may not seem good to us. Other shepherds, well-intentioned shepherds even, don't know what we need, like the good shepherd knows.
He knows when you need care, and he knows when you need discipline. He knows when you need to be carried, and he knows when you need to struggle a bit longer to be strengthened. He knows when you need rest, and he knows when you need to be exercised. He knows when you need the rod, and he knows when you need the staff. He knows all these things, because the Good Shepherd is the one who created you. He made you. I know my own, he says. He knows you better than you know yourself. And he knows what you need better than you know what you need. And my own know me. When you think he's giving you more than you can handle, or when you think that it's just not the right time, or when you think that the pasture you're in right now doesn't seem green at all, by faith we know our shepherd. And we trust, even in those times, even in those most difficult moments, we trust that he is good in all his works and in all his ways and all the time, even when what he's doing doesn't seem good to us. And those are the times when we find our faith tested. Those are the times when we find our faith wavering. Those are the times when we are tempted to follow other shepherds, to seek other things that seem better, or other ways that seem easier, or other pastures that seem greener. And sometimes we do follow other things. Sometimes we follow sin and drink in false teachings and think that's it. But we don't realize the danger. We don't realize that the pastures of sin and of false teaching are deadly. They are never good for us. And the Good Shepherd knows that. But even then, your Good Shepherd is good. Even then, he comes for his wandering sheep. He's the shepherd who leaves the 99 and goes in search of the one. He's the shepherd, like the prophets speak of, who would not abandon his sheep in need. He is the shepherd whose care we hear of in Psalm 23. You may not know how your sin is killing you. You may not know how false teachings are deceiving and misleading you. You may not know the beast of evil plotting against you, but he knows. He knows the wolf. He knows that the wolf wishes simply to devour. And so your good shepherd comes to you again, comes to rescue you from all danger. I am the good shepherd, Jesus says. Yes, he is the good one. He is our God. He is the one who came in flesh and blood to rescue us. That's not just one of the things that the good shepherd does. It's the thing he does, the main thing he does. And everything else flows from that. For Jesus came to take on the satanic wolf and rescue us from his deadly teeth. And everything else he does for us, all his care and all his feeding, would be useless without that. No, it would be even worse. Without Jesus' death and resurrection for you and for me, anything else he did for us would just be fattening us up for the wolf. And what good would that be? So the Son of God came. He came in our flesh and blood. He came to stand between us and the wolf. He came to say to that wolf, "You want the sheep? Then you've got to devour me first." He did not run away, but he laid down his life for the sheep. He laid down in front of that wolf willingly and freely, and allowed himself to be devoured by sin and by death so that he might devour them in the resurrection. So Jesus laid down his life and he took it up again. He rose from the dead. He has the power over life and death. Jesus, the truly good shepherd, used that power that he had to serve and to save you. And he has lifted you up and rescued you in his victory. His victory over sin and death is for you, and it was given to you when you were baptized into Christ. You were dead in trespasses and sins, but now you have been raised to forgiveness and new life. You were destined for death and hell, but in Christ you now have been rescued from that satanic wolf, and you have been freed from death. And now you are living under the loving and watchful care of the Good Shepherd. No longer do you feed on the poison of sin. No longer do you live by lies. But now you eat the good food of His Word. Now you dwell in the truth. Now you live in peace, knowing that your Good Shepherd, who went through death to life again, cannot die. He has triumphed and conquered death. And so He is your Shepherd, who will care for you not only now in this moment, but forever, even when death comes. And so He does care for you. The grass may not seem quite as green as you want it to be. The waters may not be as quiet as you would hope. The valley of the shadow of death may loom large and long and fearsome. But your Good Shepherd will never abandon you. His voice will never mislead you or deceive you. For in all that He gives you, He gives you Himself. And all that He created is good, so that all He gives you is good as well. I am the Good Shepherd, Jesus says. I am. Those two words are His claim to be God, the very same God who revealed Himself to Moses in the burning bush, the unchangeable and unshakable God, the God who is, who always is, who never changes, who is utterly reliable and utterly consistent and utterly good. The same God who made everything. The God who led His people Israel out of slavery. The God who gave them the promised land. The God who came in our flesh and died on the cross that we deserved and rose from the dead, and who is coming again at the end of all things. I am the Good Shepherd, Jesus says. That same God, caring for you now and working for you all the time. And it's this same God who does work still in the church. When Peter and John healed the lame man in the book of Acts, they did so in the name of Jesus, because it was the Good Shepherd healing that man, caring for that man. And it is the Good Shepherd still forgiving and caring and healing and preaching and baptizing and serving this supper. It's not simply the disciples or the ministers, but it is the Good Shepherd Himself working through all of them. So also for you. When you were baptized, it was the Good Shepherd who baptized you. When your sins are forgiven, it is the Good Shepherd who forgives your sins. When you eat and drink the body and blood of Jesus Christ, it is the Good Shepherd who gives Himself to you. And when you hear His word preached, it is the word of your Good Shepherd Himself. Yes, working through the office of the ministry, working through your pastor in the church, but it is the Good Shepherd caring for you. We may never realize all the dangers that we face, and so we may never realize all the good that our Good Shepherd is doing for us, all the times that He protects us, all the ways that He cares for us, but He does. You and I are under the care of the Good Shepherd, and it is good for us to be His sheep, because He knows us, and He loves us, and He laid down His life for us, and He is working for us. So whether we are sick or healthy, whether life is better or worse, even when death comes, our Good Shepherd is also close, and He watches over us, and He does not change. He has given you His life, He has conquered death, He has forgiven your sins, and He has promised you the resurrection to everlasting life. And there's only one Shepherd who can do all of that, the Good Shepherd. I am the Good Shepherd, Jesus says, and you are my sheep. Alleluia, Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed. Alleluia.
The peace that passes all understanding, guard your hearts and your minds through Christ Jesus. Amen.
Let us pray for the whole Church of God in Christ Jesus and for all people according to their needs. Shepherd of Israel, in your Son, Jesus Christ, you have sought out your sheep and gathered us with them into your flock. Keep us always in your fold and guard us from every wolf and every snare. Lord, in your mercy. O God, as you breathe new life into the world through the resurrection of your Son, so now by your Holy Spirit, breathe new life into your Church, that freed by his gospel, we may always confess the name of Jesus Christ, the only name given among men by which we must be saved. Be with the students of Concordia Theological Seminary in Fort Wayne and Concordia Seminary in St. Louis as they receive calls into the pastoral ministry and placements into vicarage and deaconess internships. Lord, in your mercy. Heavenly Father, your Son has called us to love our brothers. Turn us in love toward the neighbors closest to us, especially within our own homes, that we may daily show our confidence in God by deed and truth, laying down our lives as Christ first did for us. Be with all expectant mothers, especially Nika Sharon, Jessica Pasco, Celeste Brooks, and Abby Shope-Labier and their unborn children, as well as all children in danger of abortion. And bless the Brote Markle family as they rejoice in the birth of Luke James. Be with Joelle and James and help them as mother and father to care for this little one given to them. Lord, in your mercy. Eternal Lord, through the Paschal Lamb, you have brought peace between man and God. By your gift of good government, grant peace and good days also to our citizens and between the nations of the world, and especially in Minnesota and the country of Chad and all regions where there has been or is social unrest and political turmoil, that we and all our neighbors may lead quiet lives in godly contentment. Lord, in your mercy. Heavenly Father, by the first fruits of Christ's life from the dead, you secured forgiveness for our troubled consciences. Bless also with temporal health and well-being those who suffer among us. Alicia Reinhardt, Jared Blaze undergoing surgery, Zachary and his parents during his treatments, Catherine, who suffers severe chronic pain, Lester Zelt, Stan Thompson, President Yaden, Rick and Patty Silvestro, Michelle Studlian, Mary Lou Thompson, Rich Verano, Carol Wade, Judy Ward, Danielle Weber, Carolyn Welmer, Al and Bernie, Carol, Dan and Patty, Destiny and Melanie. Grant them aid in this moment, and even more so faith in Christ and true immortal health in the world to come. And grant your comfort to all who mourn, especially the Meyer family and the family of Gail Bosworth. Lord, in your mercy. O Lord, our shepherd, you calm all fears in this valley of the shadow of death, and you prepare the holy table of your Son's testament in the presence of our enemies. Grant us repentant and faithful hearts in every tribulation or amid all besetting sin. Lead us to find comfort and strength in your overflowing mercy given us here in this sacrament. Lord, in your mercy. Lord God, out of your fatherly goodness, you have remembered us poor, miserable sinners and given your beloved Son to be our shepherd, not only to nourish us by his word, but also to defend us from sin, death, and the devil. Grant us your Holy Spirit, that even as this shepherd knows us and helps in every affliction, we also may know him, trust him, seek help and comfort in him, heartily obey his voice, and obtain eternal salvation. Through the same Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Amen. The Lord be with you. up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is truly meet, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, everlasting God. And most especially are we bound to praise you on this day for the glorious resurrection of your Son, Jesus Christ, the very Paschal Lamb, who was sacrificed for us and bore the sins of the world. By his dying, he has destroyed death, and by his rising again, he has restored to us everlasting life. Therefore, with Mary Magdalene, Peter, and John, and with all the witnesses of the resurrection, with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying, thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." In the same way also he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it, in remembrance of me." The peace of the Lord be with you always. the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, strengthen and preserve you in body and soul to life everlasting. Depart in peace.
Source of all goodness, who in loving kindness sent your only begotten Son into the flesh. We thank you that for his sake you have given us pardon and peace in this sacrament, and we ask you not to forsake your children, but always to rule our hearts and minds by your Holy Spirit, that we may be enabled constantly to serve you through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
Bless we the Lord.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace.